Welcome to Divine Aggression Radio, the best Christian rock and metal on the net.
Voice I hear within, divinity inside a mortal man. It's the presence of the one, the architect of love, breath of the Savior, spirit manifest in righteousness, growing in the heart of his blood. I feel a hunger
and welcome to Divine Aggression Radio. My name is Kelly Matthews. I'll be with you this week playing the best Christian rock and metal on the net. Starting us off, we have Behold the Beloved featuring Kevin Young from Disciple on vocals. And it's a song called Come Alive. I really dig that song. It is rocking my world right now. I hope everybody is doing great out there. And I've got a killer show on tap for you guys today. We're going back to the 80s for our classic segment. I don't know what you would call it. I guess a little more commercial rock. For me, it's very aesthetic, pleasing to the ears, if you will. But yeah, great show today. And we're going to follow up Behold the Beloved with Flawed by Design. This is their latest single, and it is called We Are the Innocent. Welcome to the show, everybody.
You crawling deep inside.
That is the latest single from Flawed by Design. It's called We Are the Innocent. And starting off the show, we had Behold the Beloved, a song called Come Alive, which features Kevin Young from Disciple sharing vocals with the lead vocalist from Behold the Beloved. And if there is something you would like to hear, you can contact me in several ways. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Divine Aggression Radio. That's facebook.com/Divine Aggression Radio. Pinned to the top of that page is the Divine Aggression Radio Group. That's the Divine Aggression Radio Group. If you listen live on Tuesdays, that is the place to be. Even if you don't, come by and join up anyway. I don't fill it up with a bunch of junk throughout the week. You'll get the most activity on Tuesdays because that's when the show is live. So that is the Divine Aggression Radio Group on Facebook. You can send me an email, divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. That's divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. If there's something you'd like to hear for the following week's show, let me know. I will get it on the air for you if I can, if at all possible. And if you want to support the show by going on to iTunes or your favorite podcast app, just go to Google, search for Divine Aggression Radio Podcast, and there should be a ton of places for you to listen and download the show for free. That is my favorite price. If you'd like a t-shirt and a hoodie, go to storefrontier.com. That's storefrontier.com. Search for Divine Aggression, and there it is, t-shirt and a hoodie. I wish it was free, but it ain't. All right, what's we got to now? Going to play you some Witch Hazel. I've been really hung up on this band lately. Such just excellent musicianship, great production. I like the vocals. Everything about these guys just clicked for me. And I am so glad I discovered them. And I'm going to play you a song right now. And it's called Dry Bones. I knew that. I really did. And I'm going to play Witch Hazel for you right now, right here on Divine Aggression. We'll be right back. Yeah, only thing about that is just not heavy enough. That is a band, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Ninja Loot. N-I-N-J-A-L-O-O-T. And the song is called Respect Issue. Man, them guys can lay down some heavy stinking music with a awesome message. Absolutely love it. They contacted me, and it is my honor to play such an awesome band on the show. So go check them out. Ninja Loot. N-I-N-J-A-L-O-O-T. Find them on YouTube, Facebook, wherever they may be. Search them out because, do yourself a favor. If you are into that style of music, yeah, it's excellent. Excellent stuff. I am, being a recording engineer and producer, I'm a little jealous of their production value as well. And before that, we had Witch Hazel. I've been on a Witch Hazel kick as of late. A song called Dry Bones. And again, love the vocalist high notes in that song. It's just, touches me right in my little heavy metal soul. All right, time for our classic segment. Going to play you some 80s hard rock this week. Some more commercial sounding rock. Stuff I grew up listening to when I was about 13. Because I think it's about when all this came out that I'm about to play you. This is what I listened to. This is what I cut my teeth on as far as Christian hard rock goes. You know, I discovered Petra and Stryper, Blood Good, Saint, Resurrection Band. And when I was about 12 or 13, this whole new world opened up of all these just awesome bands. And I'm going to get this started off with a band called Shout, which of course features the mighty vocals of Mr. Ken Tamplin. And this is from their first album, It Won't Be Long. And it's a song, I believe this is the first Shout song I ever heard. It's called Winners or Losers, right here on Divine Aggression.
Oh,
That is Mr. David Zaffiro from his debut solo album, The Other Side. That is called I See Red. Of course, David got his start in the band Bloodgood as their lead guitarist. And great backing vocals, of course, as you just heard. Just a fantastic vocalist all the way around and a phenomenal guitar player. Before that, we had Mastodon. That's John and Dino Elefante. You may know John Elefante from not only his solo career, but the two albums he did with Kansas, which were... now, listen, I'm a Kansas fan. I'm a diehard Kansas fan. I love Left Overture, Point of No Return. When I heard Play the Game Tonight and Fight Fire with Fire from Kansas, there was something different about those songs. I knew instantly, before I knew who John Elefante was, that there was a different spirit behind those songs. And those albums are just fantastic. Two of my favorites from Kansas are the two albums that John Elefante sang on. And starting off that whole segment, we had Shout from their album It Won't Be Long. Mr. Sammy Hagar's cousin, Ken Tamplin, sang for Shout. And a song called Winners or Losers. I believe that was the first Shout song I ever heard. It was on some compilation back in the 80s. But anyways, I digress. I'm going to play a song right now from Dan Jask, J-A-S-C. And this is a big progressive metal guy. And he is covering a Petra song. Of all bands. He said, I believe he said that he heard John Schlitt. Heard his vocals, and that inspired him to become a vocalist. So here he is with John Schlitt and John Lowry of Petra with Dan's band. Just fantastic. And, you know, some cover tunes are good. Some are better than others. I love this. They, of course, Dan's got his own spin on it. His vocals, swapping vocals with John Schlitt is just awesome. But they also stay true to the original song as well. So that's one reason I love it. Best of both worlds, if you will. This is their version of Beyond Belief right here on Divine Aggression.
We'll come down to a place to go.
That is Tourniquet with a song called Sinister Scherzo. And that is from their album Gazing at Medusa. And if you're wondering about the vocals on that song, that is Tim Ripper Owens, formerly of Judas Priest. And if you're into his style of vocals, you need to get that album. I dig it, but I also dig the vocals that was on the title track of that album, and that was from Dean Castronovo, formerly of Journey. And let's see, he's also with the Dead Daisies, Revolution Saints, who I play here. Fantastic vocalist and drummer. And let's see, starting off that set, we had Dan Jask with his cover of Beyond Belief, featuring John Schlitt and John Lowry from Petra. Very, very good. Now, I have a question. Sometimes you question why things happen. I'm not going to tackle any of the big philosophical, theological questions, but why is it that I am at the age, I am halfway to 90, and I've got a stinking pimple on my face? What is the deal? On my list, my long list of many things to ask God when I get to heaven, one of them is going to be, what is the point of pimples? I know he's going to say, do you know how many people were employed by Clearasil and all those other pimple companies, pimple cream companies? You just had a little blip on your body, and then look how many families that were fed. Yeah, I know. But it still doesn't take away the fact that pimples on my face at 45 years old is annoying. I'm going to shut up now. Here is Godman, a song called Reset. We'll be right back. That is Godman, a song called Reset. I'm going to play you one more song before I get out of here. But before I leave, I just want to tell everybody thank you so much for tuning in to the show. If you are listening live or on one of our awesome stations that carry the show, or if you're listening on iTunes or whatever podcast app, one of my great joys in life is doing this radio show. And a lot of people say, well, live radio, isn't that nerve-wracking? No, not for me. Broadcasting without a net for some reason is like a stress reliever to me. You know, anything could happen on a live broadcast. I remember one time my wife set off the burglar alarm during a broadcast. I've gotten choked on my own saliva before. I've had one of my cats come in, bump my arm to where I pressed the wrong button after a song and just totally messed up the break. And it was funny. And it's live radio. What are you going to do? But that's kind of the risk you run, you know, whenever you're doing it live without Annette. And I don't know where Annette is. She was supposed to be here with me. No, I'm just kidding. But it's a lot of fun. And what makes it worth it for me, number one, I get to proclaim the gospel of Christ to the entire world. And when people are enjoying the show, and it means a lot to me, it really does. So thank you guys so much. To all the great bands that have approached me, that have sent me their material, and said, will you play my band on the air? It's my honor, and just really, really cool. I wish there was more radio shows like this. Of course, it would have been on terrestrial radio, because it was before all the fancy internet stuff, whenever I was getting started into Christian music, because it would have been really cool. I remember listening to Tempered Steel, because the guy, Dale Early, in Florida, Dale would send out cassette tapes to people. I don't think he charged very much. It might have been free or just a couple of dollars or whatever to cover the shipping. But he would record a show and make copies, type out all the songs and bands that he played, and he'd send it out. And that's how I got to know a lot of bands that I am still fans of today. I'm still fans of. Yeah, I'm more than one person. Me and my belly. All right, here's the last song I'm going to get out of here. You guys take care. Have a great week wherever you're at, across the country, around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. Jesus loves you. This is Random Hero. The song is Tension. I will see you next time.
Aggression Radio will end transmission in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Somebody get this freaking duck away from me!